Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hawkins with Greg Pickle here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Another unique edition of this show as we get into what I would say the new normal of the spring. Looking ahead to the summer, we'll be looking ahead to 2020, but for now, no spring football, no spring game, no blue-white, no recruiting either, at least not a lot anyway. There's a dead period in place through mid-April, all through the coronavirus outbreak and trying to minimize that. We covered that ground already earlier this week. There's not a whole lot more to say about that at the moment. We're going to keep monitoring things as situations evolve and change, and you know, still keep doing what we do and providing Penn State football talk. Hopefully, you know, for us, it's a good way to get away from everyday situations and be able to talk about this. Hopefully, you feel the same way about listening to what we're getting into, and we're starting this week just really looking at. With the recruiting calendar, with the changes to that, what Penn State's path forward is in the 2021 class is an interesting situation for them. So we'll get into what all this means from a recruiting standpoint. We'll continue our series looking at recruiting trends and history and where the current depth chart stands and where the needs are in 2021. That's a series we started last week with the offensive line. We'll continue at that this week with the defensive line. We'll do Ask Greg, your Penn State football questions, and Jacob Ferry from the Daily Collegian will join us to talk about Penn State wrestling and how the abrupt end of that season without the NCAA wrestling championships, how that kind of plays out and you know how to keep that season in perspective as well. So let's talk about recruiting here, Greg. And one thing actually before we get into the idea of closing down spring practice and all that, but a couple of days ago, Penn State was on the top two list for Landon Tengwall, which we didn't get into that earlier this week, but the high four star has a shot to be a five star at some point from Maryland, has Penn State and Notre Dame in his final two. And, you know, I guess the news on that is twofold. One is Penn State is clearly one of his favorites. We thought that, we believed that. Now we have, you know, factual evidence of that. Also, it's a sign that maybe we'll see some motion in some of these recruitments, even though we're not having in-person visits for the next, for the foreseeable future.
Yep, exactly right. So it'll be really fascinating to me to see how this all plays out because, you know, again, schools are going to have to find a way to differentiate themselves because every recruit is going to be getting the same bevy of messages. And how do you stand out above the rest? If a kid like Landon Tengwall, for example, so, okay, he has put out his final two, which is actually pretty smart right now because that should limit the schools that he has to contact with and the staffs that he has to contact with to two, which is going to take a lot of hassle off his plate, I would think. But, you know, some of these kids are going to be hearing from 15 or 20 schools a day if they haven't narrowed their list yet, and that's going to get old at some point, I'm sure. So, you know, I just think that it's going to be interesting. Schools are going to have to come up with good ideas. We talked about it earlier in the week, but James Franklin and his team tend to come up with more good ideas than bad ones. So I'm sure it will, I'm sure it will all work out. But it's an interesting time across the board. Tengwall specifically is a kid who Penn State's been after for quite some time. It would shock me still if they don't land him, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I think if you look at his 247 crystal ball, you still see 8 out of 9 predictions, and you always look at who's predicting who, and the big boys at 247 are all still on board with the Penn State having the lead over Notre Dame in that situation. And to your point about James Franklin, I made the point earlier this week in a previous edition of the show that there aren't a lot of coaches when it comes to their diligence and organization and knowing what the rules are and playing with the rules at the same time, leveraging them to the best of his ability. That's right in James Franklin's wheelhouse. And it's an uncertain time. It's a different changing time. And I think the rules could be a moving target for the next few weeks at least. And James Franklin, if there's an opportunity to be had, had, if there is a way to capitalize or a way to make the most of the situation, he's your guy to do that. So I would keep an eye on what exactly that means when it comes to not having in-person visits. Is the staff sending more graphics? Are they sending video messages? Are they FaceTiming? Are they this?
I mean, if I was them, I would say, okay, here's the 15 kids you have to contact today. I would say, Kirk Shiraka, you have to follow up on these 8 kids and also reach out to these 15 guys. And, you know, it's no different than February, right? I mean, they couldn't go out on the road and recruit in February. They couldn't host kids in February. So it's just an extension of that. But the NCAA is going to have to answer at some point, Dustin, whether or not they are going to change the recruiting calendar down the road and when we are allowed to go back out again. And when this, this mandate that people of groups of 50 or less don't gather, whatever, I mean, it's going to make it impossible for spring practice. But when that lifts, you know, what is going to happen and how is that going to work out with the recruiting calendar? There's a dead period scheduled, of course, for the summer. Will they maybe get rid of that? Will they change quiet periods into evaluation periods? It's going to be really interesting to see.
And for Penn State, you know, one sense of hysteria over the place, where the 2021 class stood with 2 commitments. And, you know, yeah, even 50% of the commitments at one point wavered publicly before coming back into the fold. Yep. The idea of playing from behind, if that's the case in this class, and having 4 new coaches on staff who now don't have the same opportunities to go out and get to know kids in the same way, is there in Penn State's situation, is this even tougher to stomach now? Is this viewed as a setback that hits Penn State different than other Big Ten teams, other teams right across the country?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, again, that that they, it's just like all other sports, right? So, you know, there's reports out earlier in the week that the NBA was thinking about, okay, maybe we can start playing again in June. I mean, college football programs are just going to have that same kind of expectation that come June or July, you know, they're going to have to get all of their stuff done. So we'll see. I do think that this hurts Penn State because, again, they don't have the commitments already on board. And this is just going to basically grind recruiting to a halt. We'll get a few kids to commit during this window, but most of them will not do so. And so it's just going to slow everything down and clog everything up. And I think that they are at a disadvantage here because of that fact.
Yeah. And I think for Penn State, boy, it's sitting at 2 commitments and trying to go into this uncertain time and seeing really layer upon layer of how things are changing here. It's going to require James Franklin to be creative to make sure that Penn State is kind of making the most of this situation. But as I said, I think that's something that he's proven again and again. So dead period in place until April 15th. Spring practice and you look at the opportunities and the way that it can impact not just Penn State but everywhere. Getting kids on campus and getting them on campus for, you know, camps and that kind of thing, is, if that's called into question,
yeah,
those are in-person evaluations from Penn State staff that are vital to them trying to evaluate guys and to figure out whether they want to offer them or not. You look at last recruiting cycle and the number of guys that kind of came out of nowhere because Penn State saw them with their own eyes and were able to evaluate them, and they were able to clock their 40-yard yep dash. They were able to see their agility and stuff like that in person. You know, that's going to be a little bit of a change now too, but Penn State's in the same boat as everybody else as far as that goes.
Right, absolutely.
Where Penn State is a little bit different is the number of changes on their staff and the number of commits in their class, and that's just something that they're going to have to work through.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, obviously it will take time to really be able to figure this all out and work through it, but it really is a time factor, right? I mean, until we get more of an idea of, you know, how long this halt on everything is going to take place, it's really hard to kind of pinpoint what these schools are going to do, what these coaches are going to do. But again, I think that the fact that they can treat this just like the dead period that just happened is beneficial. But, I was talking to our buddy Ross Tucker on Friday, just trying to get his insight on how, how he thinks this will impact things. And he made a good point. He said that there's 2 kind of kids here, and they both are hurt equally. There you got the kids like the Landon Tangwalls of the world who maybe wanted to use this time to take visits and cut their list from 5 to 2 or 3, whatever, based on what they saw when they went to campuses. Well, they can't do that anymore, at least not yet. And then you have the other group of kids, one you just talked about, who would go to campus and, you know, Norval Black and Jair Brown, two kids that Penn State just signed in the class of 2020, are great examples of kids that went to camp, performed so well that they got an offer. We don't know if kids in this cycle will have that chance, and it's going to hurt those guys as well. So the coaches, and again, you know, Ross's point kind of was the colleges will be impacted by this, but not nearly as much as the kids, because the colleges have unlimited resources and unlimited time, right? And they're all going to be playing by the same rules. The kids, maybe not. You know, maybe some kids, when visits are allowed, will miss that chance to have someone take them to go on a visit because that parent has to work or whatever. So it's going to be an interesting time for the kids, and hopefully they find a way to figure it all out. But I do think Penn State would be a bit, a bit impacted by this, obviously, for sure.
And you have the way the recruiting calendar typically takes shape now, with the way that you can take spring visits and that kind of thing. A lot of guys trying to make this decision either before or after their senior seasons.
Right.
And I'm not sure that that's going to be all that possible now. One thing I'm curious about, so the blue-white game sometimes is overblown in terms of its magnitude and how big of a recruiting event it actually is. But the bottom line is, a lot of elite kids come to this. They get a good turnout when it comes to visitors. They get a chance to see, to some extent, what Penn State is like on a game day. And I think that's a really, really useful thing. There's going to be some kind of planning for some other similar recruiting event, some other kind of big recruiting event. The problem with that is, as you sit here today, until you know concretely when that is going to even be remotely possible, you can't begin to start putting the logistics in place with kids and setting things up and setting up travel plans and that kind of thing.
Yep.
It's going to be an interesting path forward. And that's kind of the whole purpose of trying to figure out what's going to happen over these next few weeks is, from a recruiting standpoint, what is the path forward? We don't really know yet.
No, we don't. I mean, at this point, wait and see. I've tried to reach out to a few recruits this week, and it was just kind of funny because obviously most of them can't go to school at this point. Not every prospect lives in a place where they've closed schools, but most of the ones Penn State in the Mid-Atlantic region does. And you know, a couple of them were just kind of like, yeah, like my phone's just been blowing up. Either reporters saying, hey, now's a good time to do an interview because you don't have anything else to do. Or coaches saying, hey, let's get on the phone and talk about all the great things our school can offer because you don't have anything else to do. And, you know, so interesting times for sure.
Interesting times is things that we'll have to get through. It's a surreal time, you know, not only in the sporting world, but in the country as well. And we're just trying to make sense of it as much as you are. And recruiting is something that obviously it's way down the priority list regardless, but it's something that Penn State will have to navigate going here through the rest of the spring into the summer. We're going to take a quick break for now. We're going to continue our looking at Penn State trends at each position from a recruiting standpoint. The defensive line is coming up next.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.